Jewish audio on Kabod.org.
This class is presented by Rabbi Leib Shapiro. Rabbi Leib Shapiro, a noted Talmudic scholar, is the dean of the Yeshiva Gedolah Rabbinical College of Greater Miami, the rabbi of Congregation Beis Menachem, and a community leader in Miami Beach, Florida.
Concerning the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer, it says in the Torah, Usvartem lechem imochras haShabbos, that you should count the day after Shabbos, you should count 7 weeks, 7 times, altogether it's 49 days. And the Chazal say that when the Pasuk says, Usvartem lechem imochras haShabbos, you should count the day after Shabbos, it doesn't mean after Shabbos, meaning Sunday, but it means the day after Pesach. And the Gemara says, Imenochas daf Samachayim et Aleph, that there was a whole discussion between the Chachamim and the Baisusim, the Tzdukim. They, who did not believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, they claimed that you always have to count Sfiras HaOmer from Sunday, because they learned the word Shabbos, simple, and it means Shabbos, Mimochras HaShabbos, the day after Shabbos means Sunday. So they said that always you have to start counting Sfiras HaOmer on Sunday. And there was a whole discussion between the Chachamim and the Baisusim trying to prove to them that they're wrong. When it says here, Mimochas HaShabbos, it doesn't mean the day after Shabbos, but it means the day after Yom. But L'chuda, we have to understand, since the Pasuk does not mean the day after Shabbos, but it means the day after Yontif, why does the Torah say Mimochras HaShabbos? Why doesn't it say clearly in the Torah, Mimochras HaPesach, the day after Pesach, or any other expression which would make it clear? Why mention Mimochras HaShabbos? And then there is a place for a mistake, and you have to have all kinds of proofs that it doesn't mean Shabbos, it means Yontif, when it could have said L'chatchila, Mimochras HaPesach, or another expression similar to that. To explain that, we first have to understand the whole union of Sfiras HaOmer. We know concerning Yetziyach Mitzrayim, the Pasuk says, "Bo'Yetziyach Ha'Om Mitzrayim, Tavdu Nesalakim Al Ha'Or Hazeh." Hashem said to Moshe, when you will take the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, they're going to serve me on this mountain, which was Har Sinai. Which means that the goal of Yetziyach Mitzrayim is Matan Torah, is to come to Har Sinai to receive the Torah. Between Yetziyach Mitzrayim and Matan Torah, that's when you have the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Which means that in order to come to the goal of Yetziyas Mitzrayim, which is Matan Torah, you must go through the process of Sfiras HaOmer. This is, so to speak, the memutze, the in-between, between the beginning of Yetziyas Mitzrayim with the end of Yetziyas Mitzrayim, which is Matan Torah. And that's why we find that all 3 months, Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan, is connected to Yetziyas Mitzrayim, which means Nisan is the month of Yetziyas Mitzrayim. Iyar, which is the month of Sfiras HaOmer. Even though in Nisan we also have some days of Sfiras HaOmer, and in Sivan we also have some days of Sfiras HaOmer, but not the whole month is the month of Sfiras HaOmer, because not every day of the month, not of Nisan and not of Sivan, we count Sfiras HaOmer. Iyar is the month of Sfiras HaOmer, because in Iyar, every day of the month has a mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. So Iyar is referred to as the month of Sfiras HaOmer. So Nisan is the month of Yetziyas Mitzrayim, Iyar is the month of Sfiras HaOmer, and Sivan is the month of Matan Torah. And we find in the Torah that the concept of Yetziyas Mitzrayim is written in connection to all 3 of these months. Concerning Chodesh Nisan, it says, Chodesh Ha'aviv ki bo yatzasa mimitzrayim, it's the month when Anam Mitzrayim. Concerning Chodesh Iyar, it says in the beginning of Parshat Bamidbar, L'chodesh Hasheni, V'shona Hasheni, L'tzeisa Meretz Mitzrayim, the second month of the second year of their going out of Mitzrayim. So we see that concerning the second month, which was Iyar, it mentions the Yetziyas Mitzrayim. And even though in Pashtus, the word L'tzeisa Meretz Mitzrayim does not refer to the second month, it refers to the second year. The Pshat in Pasuk is L'chodesh Hasheni, V'ashona Hasheni is L'tzeisa Meretz Mitzrayim, the second year of the going out of Mitzrayim. But the Yetziyas Mitzrayim does not refer to the second month. But in the Zohar, in Chelek Gimel Daf Kuf Yud Amud Beis, it says that Chodesh Hasheni and Shona Hasheni is Kul Achad. It's the same meaning. Whatever the explanation shall be, but it does say there that the union of Tzeisa Meretz Mitzrayim is also in connection to Chodesh Hasheni. So we see that Chodesh Iyar is also connected to Tzeisa Mitzrayim. And concerning Chodesh Sivan, the Torah also says in Parsha Yisroi, Chodesh Hashlishi, Tzeis B'nei Yisroel Meretz Mitzrayim, the third month of the Eden going out of Mitzrayim. So we see that concerning these 3 months, the Torah mentions Yetziyas Mitzrayim, even though all the months are counted from Yetziyas Mitzrayim. The fifth month, the seventh month, which is Tishrei, is also the seventh month of Yetziyas Mitzrayim. But we don't find in the Torah that it should mention Yetziyas Mitzrayim concerning the other months, but concerning these 3 months. And the reason for that is because these 3 months are all one hemshich, one continuation of Yetziyat Mitzrayim. It started in Nisan when they went out of Mitzrayim, went through Iyar, which is the month of Sfiras HaOmer, continued to Sivan, which is the month of Matan Torah. Because from Yetziyat Mitzrayim to Matan Torah, it's all one hemshich. But since these are 3 months, obviously these are three stages, so to speak, in the union of Yetziyat Mitzrayim. The beginning in Nisan, the Mamutza, the middle in Iyar, which is Sfiras HaOmer, and the end in Sivan, which is Matan Torah. What are the three stages? At the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Yidden were Mushke, the Memtesh Shari Tumim. They were drowned completely in 49 gates of Tumim. And they were no vessels at all to receive any godly thing. As the Pasuk says, Va'at Eiroim Va'erya. They were completely naked of Ruchnias, because they were in a very low Matrega. But Niglo Aleye Melech Malche Amloch HaMakadosh Baruch Hu, B'Kvoidoi Va'atzmai, Hashem Himself revealed Himself to them, and pulled them out of Mitzrayim. Now, being that it did not come, it's at their own avoidance that they did something about it. But it came as a gilui oir milmaila, came as a revelation from above. Therefore, this revelation did not penetrate into them in a pneumius, did not change them, so to speak. Since they themselves were no kalim to it, they were no vessels to receive it, so it did not penetrate them. But the gilui oir, the special revelation of Hashem, pulled them closer to godliness and pulled them out of Mitzrayim. It's also understood that this revelation that took place at that time only affected their neshama, their nefesh or alakis, as we would call it, but did not affect their nefesh of Ahamis. Every yid has a yetzer toiv and a yetzer hara. Or using the terms nefesh or alakis, the godly soul, which is the neshama kadosh, the holy neshama, and has this nefesh of Ahamis, the animalistic soul. Being that they themselves were no vessels to receive godliness, it was just a gili oir milmaila, so only the nefesh or alakis, which has a connection to godliness, was able to feel that. But the nefesh of Ahamis did not feel it. Which means the evil that was within the Eden did not change. They did not get rid of the evil that was within them. The nefesh of Ahamis at that moment, at that point, remained the way it was before. And in Tanya, in Perek Lamed Aleph, he explains that this is the reason why the Pasuk says, Ki borach ha'om, that the people ran away. And the question that asked, why did they have to run? Who was chasing them? As a matter of fact, Paroi wanted them to leave. When it says Kibbara Chalom, obviously it means they ran away. Why did they run? And the answer, they didn't run away from the Mitzriim. They ran away from their own Ra. If they would have changed their level, it would have penetrated into them and they would have become different, and they have nothing to run. They are different people. Being that they remained the way they were, there was just a Gilu Erma Milo, but essentially whatever was there within them, the evil that was there within them was still there, they had to run away, so to speak, from themselves. They ran away from the Ra that was there. But it's self-understood that this is not enough. It's not enough if there is a gilui oyim u'mayla, there is a revelation of Hashem, and it affects your nefesh l'kis, and the nefesh of Ahamis remains the same it was before. That's not enough. The tachlis is that the nefesh l'kis should elevate, purify, also the nefesh of Ahamis. Because if we could just affect the nefesh l'kis itself, then the neshama could have stayed above, could have stayed in Shemayim. As it says in Eit Chaim, that the neshama atzma ein etzricha tikkun, the neshama itself doesn't have to be fixed. The whole reason the neshama came down to this world is it says there levarer as gufa v'nafsha b'hamis, to be mevarer, to purify the body and the nefesh b'hamis, which actually is what the Gemara means when it says in Brocha Dafun Dawud Amad Aleph, and the pasuk va'aftas Hashem alekecha b'chol levavcha, you should love Hashem with all your heart, and it says b'chol levavcha with two bays, and it doesn't say b'chol lipcha, so the Gemara says it means b'shnei yitzerecha, with both yitzers, the yitzer toiv and the yitzer hara. That means that you have to be mevarer, means purify, elevate, also the Yetzer Hara, the Nefesh Bahamis. So the Nefesh Lekis has to penetrate into the Nefesh Bahamis. When the Nefesh Lekis changes the Nefesh Bahamis, so not only do we gain that the Nefesh Bahamis also is interested in Kedusha, but more than that, the Nefesh Lekis also gains more. Because there is something extra in the Nefesh Bahamis which the Nefesh Lekis doesn't have. And when the Nefesh Lekis utilizes the Koichas of the Nefesh Bahamis, then the Nefesh Lekis gains. And as it's hinted in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Kapitel Yudalet Pasuk Dalet, Verav Tvuay, the Koyach Shoyer, that there's a lot of Tvuay, a lot of grain that could come out from the Koyach, the power of an ox. Now the Nefesh of Ahamis is compared to an ox. It's a behemoth. It's the animalistic soul, it's the animal of the person. So it says, Verav Tvuay, there are more Tvuay, there is more gain that you could get through the Koyach of the Shoyer. Why? The difference between a person and a behemoth is, a person, being that he's a Baal Seichel, he has Seichel, so his willpower, his rotzen, and his midos are not so strong because they are weakened through the control of the seichel. But a payment, since a payment doesn't have seichel, so the rots and the willpower of a payment and the midas of a payment are very strong, stronger than by a person. If a payment wants something, it'll do it, and there's nothing that'll stop it because it has no seichel to control it. So there is a take of a strength in the payment over a person. And the same is with the nefesh abamis and nefesh olikis. The strength of the rotten and the strength of the midas of the nefesh abamis are stronger than nefesh olikis. Therefore, the nefesh olikis uses its own rotten only, its own will to Hashem, and its own midas to Hashem. It is to a certain degree weak. But if it utilizes the midas of the nefesh abamis for kedusha, and the midas and rotten of nefesh abamis are stronger, then the nefesh olikis also gains, then it gets a stronger will and a stronger midas to Hashem. So this is another reason why it's not enough for the nefesh lekis itself just to serve Hashem, but it has to work and change the nefesh abamis. When a person reaches that level, that he is nefesh lekis, changes the nefesh abamis, then you reach a third point, and that is the point of complete yichud with Hashem, complete dveikus with Hashem, complete unity with Hashem. You become completely bottled with Hashem. And these three stages are the three stages of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Sfira Soimer, and Matan Torah, which really is the month of Nisan, which is the month of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Iyar, which is the month of Sfira Soimer, and Sigmut, which is the month of Matan Torah. Beginning of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that's when there was just a Gilui Oymil Mailat, was the first stage. It just affected the Nefesh Elokis, just in the Neshama. Then, Sfira Soimer was the time when you work with the Nefesh of Amis, you change your Midas. That's the whole idea of Sfira Soimer. That every day, you count the day, but you don't just count it, but the counting means that you work with your midos. And you change, you purify, you elevate the midos of the Nefesh HaBamis. That's the second stage. When the Nefesh HaLakis changes the Nefesh HaBamis. And then you come to the month of Sivan, to Matan Torah, when you become completely bottled to Hashem. And that's what happened that time. That I'll call Dibur or Dibur Porcha Nishmosum. The Neshama left them at every Dibur, which means they became completely bottled to Hashem. Their Neshama Mamish left the body because their whole Metzias became Hashem and they couldn't even remain existent. The only reason they existed was because Hashem gave them the Neshama back, gave them Koyach to continue existing. But they for themselves were completely bottled to Hashem. Now these three levels that we said, our merumas are hinted in the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. The Pasuk says, Moshcheini Achrecha Narutza, Haviyani Amelech Adoro. Pull me, and after you we will run. The king should bring me into his rooms. So we have three things here. Moshcheini means pull me. Achrecha Narutza means we will run after you, that's the second thing. And the third stage is Haviyani Amelech Adorav, let the king bring me into his room. And there are questions on this pasuk. First of all, Moshcheini is Loshen Yochid. Moshcheini means pull me. And then he says Achrecha Narutza, after you we will run. He should have said pull me and I will run after you. Why does it say after you we will run? Or he should have said pull us and we will run after you. And also we see Moshcheini means pull me, which means pulling, being pulled from above. Achrecha Narutza means we will run after you, that's something that we do. He should have said, pull me and I will be pulled by you. Why does he say, pull me and we will run after you? And there are more questions here. But the point is that these three parts of the pasuk refer to these three times. Moshcheini refers to the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Achrecha Narutza refers to the time of Sfira Soimer. And Haviyani Melech Adorav to the time of Matan Torah. Moshcheini means pull me. The kinyon of Meshicha, the din halacha, when it comes to kinyonim, to acquire things, and you do an act of acquisition, so there is a kinyon chazoke and kinyon Meshicha, another kinyonim. Kinyon chazoke, if you do, then you actually do something with the object. There is a certain change in the thing that you did the kinyon in. Meshicha is only pulling, you only change from one shoes to the other. And that's what he starts off saying. The first level was Moshcheini, pull me. That means being pulled by Hashem. We're talking to Hashem in this pasuk. Being pulled by Hashem, it's a gilui milmaila. When it's a gilui milmaila, there was no change in the people. It was only a gilui min Hashemayim, and that's what Moshcheini, you pull me. And as we said before, when there is a gilui only milmaila, as it happened by Yitzias Mitzrayim, it only affected one. It didn't affect the Nefesh HaLakis and the Nefesh HaBamis. It only affected the Nefesh HaLakis. That's why it says Lashon Yochid, singular. Pull me. But then, what happened to the second stage? Achrecha Narutza, we will run after you. The second stage already is the Nefesh HaLakis and the Nefesh HaBamis, because the Nefesh HaLakis is Mevarer, purified, elevates the Nefesh HaBamis. And also, first they just a pull, and now he says we will run. When you run with stronger Kayach. When you're pulled, it is not so strong. But when you run, there is more effort put in inside the person. And as we said before, the second stage, being that the Nefesh HaBamis also serves Hashem, Then there is the verab tvua, is the koyach shoyer. There is more koyach because it comes from the rotzen and the midas of the nefesh ba'amis. So then you have more toikiv, more strength. That's why in the second stage already it says, Norutza, we will run. Running means running to Hashem with strength. And also, this is something that we will do. The first one is something Hashem does. He pulls. Norutza means we will run. And then comes the third stage, Haviani Amelech Adoro, that the king should bring me into his room. That refers to Matan Toyde, when Hashem brought us into him, into his dira, into his rooms, and we became bodily, we united with Hashem. Based on all this, we're going to answer why the Pasuk says that Usfarta Mimochas HaShabbos. And the question we asked, why does it say Mimochas HaShabbos? Why doesn't it say Mimochas HaPesach or something like that? And the answer is, being that we explained in the union of Sfira Soimer, is the time when the Nefesh Elokis is Mavarad the Nefesh HaHamis, when the person purifies also the Midas of the Nefesh HaHamis. To do that, you must have a very, very strong koyach. As the famous Lashon, Kol HaGavoya Gavoya B'Yoyser Yored L'Mata Mata Yoyser. In order to go down very, very low, you have to come from very, very high. You have to have a very strong koyach. Just like the Arizal says, in Sidra Arizal and Agode, that the reason Hashem himself had to go to Mitzrayim to take the Eden out, he says because even a Malach or a Sorov or any other spiritual Madregi would come down, it would get lost in Mitzrayim. Only Hashem himself was the only one able to come down and take Yidna on Mitzrayim. Because to go so low, to the Memtei Sharatuma, you have to have a very high Yilui. And the same is, when we want to be Mevarer, the Midas of Nefesh HaBa'amis, we have to have a very, very high Madrega. And that is hinted in Mimochas HaShabbos. Shabbos represents a very, very high Madrega. The seventh day of creation, which really was the ultimate level of creation. Mimochas HaShabbos, which means after Shabbos, is a Madrega higher than that. Like we explained many times concerning what it says by Milo. That it is Kadesh Yavaral of Shabbos Achas, Milas on the eighth day, because it should pass the Shabbos, which means really that it's a Madrega higher than Shabbos, that's why it's the eighth, not the seventh, etc., etc. So Mimochras HaShabbos refers to a very, very high spiritual Madrega. And from that high Madrega, we get this Koyach of being Mevarad Nefesh HaBa'amis. And that's why the Torah uses the Lashon, Mimochras HaShabbos.